So you challenge Charlotte to a match?
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for Talkomania!
It's Rusev Day! I'm not finished with you! That, my friend, is gonna leave a mark!
I love black eyes!
Where are you, Dango?
All before you were wearing a training bra.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of Talkomania. I'm your host, Esmino, here with my co-host, J-Bomb. C'est allô, J-Bomb.
Hey, bonjour, mon ami, ça va bien?
Comment ça va? On est ici, on parle de la lutte WWE.
On est là, de Montréal. Nous sommes fiers d'être ici pour Money in the Bank.
How's it going, my friend?
Not bad. I don't know why I spoke French. No idea.
Well, we're Frenchmen from Quebec.
We're not even Frenchmen from Quebec.
No, we're not. It's the stigma of being from Quebec, you're French, you're not. We were forced to learn French.
Forced. Like forced. You have no idea.
And the worst part about it is like, you know, you learn French and it's like, oh, you can pick up chicks with it. But everybody here speaks French, so you're not picking up any chicks unless you move away.
And
somewhere.
If you speak French to a girl outside of Quebec, they're like, ugh, where are you from, Montreal?
Well, especially if it's Quebec French, right?
Well, there you go. It's not a pretty sounding language.
Nah. I mean, you have French Quebec and you have France Quebec. They're very separate. France, and they're not too fond of Quebec either, so.
But I will say that the women from Montreal are hot. Maurice is hot. They kind of,
oh, yeah.
They all look like
you guys
her.
Have not been. If you guys have not been to Montreal, walk down the street in summer and your mouth will be just dropped open, googling and gaggling.
Do you want a massage? But
yeah. The ladies, too. There's lots of hunky men, lots of spray tans and big muscles as well, too.
Yeah, like Drew Mack type guys, Des?
No, he's special. No one comes close to Drew.
Not chiseled like
that. I told my girlfriend that I had a man crush on Drew.
A man
she
crush.
Didn't hear me, and then I didn't repeat it because I was embarrassed.
Ooh, so. All right. So we're recording on a Tuesday night again, right after SmackDown, fresh in our memory. We haven't plugged ourselves for a while, so guys, follow us on social media, on Twitter, @_TalkMania, Podbean, iTunes, all of them. We're everywhere. Chairshot Radio, we're there too. Buy some merch, prowrestlingtees.com, /talk.
Check them out too, because they are off the hook. And as J-Bomb said, prowrestlingtees.com, we got our merch up there now. A lot of you guys saying you love it, and we're happy to bring it to you. But now you got it. You see the us wearing the t-shirts? Now you can be wearing one too, folks.
So can be cool like us.
Check it out. And if you haven't checked it out, I promise this will be our last time, maybe. Check out our interview with Ken Shamrock that we did not too long ago. And to add to the interview, we actually got to hang out with him last week, which was super cool. He came down to Montreal to an intimate venue, shared some stories, answered some questions, and hung out with the guy pretty much for quite a while. And when I got there, I was waiting for J-Bomb. And, you know, I just pretty much shot the shit with Ken for about a good 20, 30 minutes. And he was talking about a lot of different things, saying how he would like to come back to WWE, and that's the whole reason kind of why he was doing the tour in the first place, to kind of, you know, put himself out there. He knows that WWE's watching. I asked him, what would you be doing if you wanted to come back? Would you maybe train some of the guys doing crossovers, like, you know, Sonya Deville or Shayna Baszler?
And Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey. I mean, it goes without saying.
Yeah.
But he actually said that he's interested in doing a stable, folks, so he wants to come back. He wants to be joined by Steve Blackman. I think he really likes Steve Blackman. You talk about him a lot.
Blackman was awesome.
And he was cool. And he wants to have a stable with Ronda Rousey, Blackman himself. I think he may have mentioned somebody else, but he kind of wants to come in and be like, you know, the MMA fighters that kind of like take on the McMahons. I don't know if it would work. His creative, obviously, might not be the best, but the fact that he wants to be there, that's super cool as well, too. You know, he had lots of cool things to say. He also, fun fact here, So you see a lot of superstars who win their championships, right? They have their titles at home or in display cases. I don't know if it changed recently, but they actually have to buy their own championships. They're not given those titles to put on their walls, at least him. So he said he wants to get the IC title and his pancreas title. He actually doesn't have them. So that was another interesting piece as well, too. And yeah, he talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about him wrestling in the Hart Dungeon, how when Owen Hart lifted him up, his head went through the ceiling. That was a funny story. He talked more about The Rock's chair shot. It was cool. It was a good time, good event. We were in the house. Check out the interview and check out Ken Shamrock and his World's Most Dangerous podcast. Really, really, really cool guy. He's really humble and he makes time for his fans, which was the best part of it all. And it was a good night.
Right on. We drank plenty of beers.
We did. And then Jay got deathly sick with the strep throat of doom.
Yeah, mouth AIDS. I like to call it mouth AIDS. Yeah. It's horrible. It hurt.
All right, folks. We shot this shit enough. Let's get into it. We got Money in the Bank this Sunday. It's exciting. It's actually, Jay and I, maybe one of our, if not our favorite pay-per-view. We like WrestleMania.
Royal Rumble.
But I think Money in the Bank's pretty awesome.
Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble's great, too.
Yeah, I think it's my
but
favorite.
I like Money in the Bank, too, because I like a good ladder match, and it kind of like, you know, it shakes things up a bit. You don't know who's going to get skyrocketed into what, and it's hard to pick a precise, exciting, I guess, pay-per-view, but, you know, we like the Royal Rumble, we like WrestleMania, they're main ones. This is one that's, I guess, not a main pay-per-view, but it's still really exciting. And
it's a main one, now, man, for sure. It's a big
fan. I'm looking forward to it. Well, you know what? You say that, but I was reading an article on if the Money in the Bank has run its course. And it actually was a pretty interesting article and made me kind of think like, you know what, maybe they should just like, you know, not have it for a couple of years and bring it back and be a special occasion.
I don't know. I feel like they're investing a lot in this one. They're putting a takeover and everything in front of it.
But it's either like, you know, somebody holds on to the briefcase for a year or they cash it in right away.
Yeah,
a
but year, that's or they cash part it of the right whole away. Thing. I mean, that's what wrestling is. The same
too many
thing.
Guaranteed wins off of it, too. I don't like the odds and the ratio.
It's a lot of guaranteed wins, but I think the fact that they put literally like all the headliners in it this year. Well, not all the... They're not all headliners, but they're all like upper mid-card to top of the card, so...
Well, for sure. Outside of New Day, like, you know, you have New Day, but they're still, you know, it's all right, I guess. You know, I'm not too upset about that.
Tell you, New Day's breaking up, bro, so they're going to be top. Top titty.
That is Jay's big master conspiracy or master, I guess, like, he really thinks this is happening, folks.
I don't see how, look.
With all the merchandise that they're making, I don't know.
It could still be made. They're with two of them, but, I mean, there is no tag team division.
There absolutely is none. And now I'm hearing that the SmackDown title, title match is now being put on the pre-show.
It is. It was announced tonight on SmackDown. Dude, yeah. Like, what happened? If you go back and listen to our like preview or our prediction shows, we always called like the New Day, the Usos,
the
Bar,
of the
match of the night, and like the tag team division was on fire, and they just blew it up. And it's not like any of the tag teams changed; they just started booking them poorly. And
where has the Bar been?
They're supposed to be on SmackDown. But who knows? I mean, it was honestly, it was ever since Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose won the tag team championship, it really just fell off.
It derailed things.
Derailed
it. And then the Bludgeon Brothers as well.
Yeah, it's poop. It's crap. It's garbage.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, so we're going into Money in the Bank ladder match. We had Raw opening up. Pretty cool. Had them all on the ladders. And they've done this before. But this time it had the women and the men. So that was kind of cool. Like seeing them together. Kind of mingling, Alexa Bliss saying, oh yeah, my boyfriend, Braun Strowman, you know, my mixed tag team partner, is going to win. And they were kind of interacting with each other, and that was kind of fun. And then we got to see the debut of Constable Corbin's new hairdo. So I want to ask you, J-Bomb, yay or nay? Because people have been asking this forever. Shave your head. What do you think?
Fuck yes. I feel like it instantly gave him credibility. It instantly, I see him in a different light. I saw the picture on Twitter because I wasn't watching live and I was like, holy fucking shit, what a great Photoshop. And then I actually started, you know, I searched it on Twitter and then it was there and I went and I tuned in and it was there and I was like, oh my God, his hair is gone. I know that you mentioned that they missed a huge opportunity with the hair versus hair. And I know you're itching to see a hair versus hair match. It seems like you need to see this soon. Maybe me and you.
But I feel like... I feel like with the crowd cheering, like, I think they, you know, they've been shave your head, and they've been saying it all over social media. I think they really could have done something interesting with this. I really think they're leading this whole Angle and Corbin thing to be a Jason Jordan's return. It's going to be Corbin versus Jason Jordan to defend Angle's honor. They could have maybe saved it for then. I'm okay with it. I think, you know, the shaved head's okay. He kind of has that Lex Luthor look to him. But I don't know. I might be the only one to say this, but I kind of, like, maybe preferred him with the stringy hair.
No way.
He was starting to grow on me, and it kind of worked for him because he was gross.
No.
He was a grungy, gross guy.
But he wasn't playing a grungy, gross guy.
And when he had the toque on, too, it kind of looked better with his longer hair. And I don't know. It wasn't that bad. I kind of got used to it. I was okay with it.
Look.
But I'm sure I'll get used to this, too. I just, you know, is he going to be as deadly? How's he going to look when he's wrestling? I want to see him doing his moveset and all that stuff.
It's going
to
look.
End of days.
Regardless of all that, it's just exciting to see the WWE make a character change. It's subtle, but they're doing it. And it's something that they should learn from.
Is it subtle, though? I mean, that's a pretty big change.
No, but I mean, like, making him the constable.
Hats off.
For
sure.
I mean, he didn't, like, leave for a bit and come back as, like, a fucking dentist. You know what I mean? Or like completely a different character with a different name. He's still Baron Corbin. He just has a different look to him. And he's got this new role. And it could work. And this is something that they should do for more people who are struggling to get over. Like our buddy. And
I
can't get
over. I think it was more his hairline that couldn't get over.
Touche, Dez. Touche.
But, yeah, new haircut, something to like, and we went into the Fatal 4-Way match afterwards. And I would tell you, I really enjoyed this match. Bliss, Natty, Ember Moon, and Sasha. These women tore it up. Great match. There was a spot where Ember dived out on Sasha and just, like, torpedoed into her and sent her flying into the barrier. Really, really hard sell.
Ember Moon has the greatest suicide dive in the business right now. And I hate that freaking move, but she rocks it, man. She's good at it.
She busted her shoulder up. Well, actually, she wasn't doing a suicide dive. She got thrown out the ring by Asuka and suicide dived out of the ring and popped her shoulder out. But
like legit,
yes,
popped
absolutely.
It?
Yeah. She was out. She was injured for a while.
Oh,
and
okay,
anyways, no. She's fine. But it was great matchup. I love it. I love the chemistry. I like to see Natty picking up the win. Now, I'm trying to look at these Money in the Bank matchups and these kind of matches are being thrown into and who's getting the win each week and who's getting the win left and right and here on SmackDown, the men, the women. And using that formula, I've been able to kind of deduce who I think is going to win these matches.
Save it, because we're doing our predictions at the end of this episode. So don't give it away, but I am going to make a comment that if you're looking at wins and losses heading into Money in the Bank, you can't be happy with the way SmackDown ended tonight. Asuka made Carmella tap out.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, for sure. And to that point, I mean, I know we all heard the news, or if you haven't heard the news, the big rumor is James Ellsworth is on his way back to the WWE.
Motherfucker didn't hear that shit.
Well, there you go. Breaking news on Talkamania.
Damn.
For those of you that don't know already. But yeah, rumor is he's coming back at Money in the Bank. So good chance is... People are saying he'll be involved in the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match again, which I really think it would be murder for them to do that again.
They should like tease it, and then Becky should like knock him out.
Yeah, but then like his return would kind of be wasted. So I really think that what it's going to end up being is, yeah, she will help Carmella. I don't know how, but honestly, if Carmella pins Asuka, I'm going to lose it. You're going to hit. Do not listen to the next episode, folks,
dude.
Because I'm going to be ranting and raving.
Dude,
I don't mind a count out. I don't mind a disqualification. But if she pins Asuka, if Carmella.
It's going to happen.
Carmella, who does not even deserve to be in the same ring as Asuka, gets a pin on her, I'm going to lose my shit.
Dude.
So. But you know, after then, it's going to be Asuka versus Ellsworth on SmackDown afterwards.
Wait.
And she's just going to destroy him.
Oh, Asuka. Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought, yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be pretty cool to see, actually.
Well, his last match was against Becky.
Yeah, wasn't that a house show, or was that on Raw? Oh,
no, it was
on
SmackDown.
Yeah,
last match was against Becky. Becky beat him, and then Carmella super kicked him in the middle of the ring and knocked him out. And that was his last SmackDown appearance. So is he really going to come back and help Carmella? I would think so, because he's Carmella's little bitch.
Dude, this is sad.
But,
we're literally going from Baron Corbin to James Ellsworth.
Wow. I know. Well, we talked about wins and losses and what we think is going to happen. But again, now we're getting into predictions. So let's get a little bit more on topic. We'll get more into that again later, like you mentioned. One thing I wanted to mention, and I actually texted you about this for Raw this week. Kevin Owens going backstage, doing his promos. He did a couple of them this week. Dude, that guy is awesome at promos. I love him. He's very unique. The way he talks, it's not just like, oh, I should win and you owe me respect.
He's got charisma.
And he's got charisma. Yeah. He's very unique. He's funny the way he talks. He brings over the olives, the Balor, and he, you know, he's just like, well, it's not really olives, but you know, it's this. And like, I know you're into like, you know, like no carbs and you know, like, I don't know. I just, he's really funny, man.
He's,
I like KO.
These small little shoots mixed with the script and WWE lets him run with it and it's just fantastic.
Yeah, he's comedic and he's got the aggression and he can improvise and he's kind of follows his own script.
He's still in the doghouse, yeah. Though. You could tell.
I wouldn't say he's in the doghouse, but he's just like, he's in line again, waiting.
Yeah,
to move,
okay.
You know,
yeah, no,
line,
true, true,
you know?
True. Okay, I'll give it that.
And he's going to get there again, too, but they got some stuff that they got to do. And right now, Brock Lesnar's holding the title hostage. So, and now, with him passing Punk's record, it's a good chance he's going to lose the title relatively soon. It won't be Money in the Bank.
I don't know.
I assume,
man.
It's going to be, I assume it'll be SummerSlam.
Did WWE, you know, he'll release like a tweet about it or anything like that? Or was it just.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they did?
Yes, they did. Yep. Yeah, they talked about it and how he beat and they don't like to talk about CM Punk, but they will talk about him when they are beating his record. So,
but it's dumb because it's
not
even
the same
like,
title. Well, I know. But they're kind of trying to treat them as equal. And I think they're saying, like, he's the longest running champion in modern day history. So it's kind of, they're using a loose term. And I know. But for me, it's like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Okada,
because he's defended 10 times, Lesnar, right?
Yeah, no, that doesn't bother me. Honestly, the more I think about it, the more Brock Lesnar's title reign doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. I don't know. It would be... It doesn't bother me. I don't know how else to explain
it. I don't know if it bothers me, the reign itself. Like, I get it. But, like, the fact that they're, like, throwing these records around and, like, it's like, yeah, well, I mean, I don't know.
It doesn't
get
them
title,
anything.
They got to make that title relevant again. And I know, like, the IC title is a relevant title again. But was it? I mean, this week, I mean, we had Seth Rollins, you know, he was with Elias and he stomped on the guitar. So now we're going to have Seth Rollins go from having these epic matches every week to stomping something every week?
He needs to start burning shit.
And burn it down.
Just like,
yeah, it's kind of cheesy. It's like, yeah, I think, you know, it's that thing I do. There's three words you say when I stomp my... It's like, oh my God, this is cheesy. You know, like, I didn't like that whole Seth Rollins Elias thing this week.
I don't like the whole feud, to tell you the truth. I don't know why people are so hot on Elias. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I see a star in him. I think like he's going to work towards being a big player, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not liking this program right now. And I really hope that they decide to put Seth in something more meaningful. Maybe they'll drop him, drop the title to Elias, and then he's the one to fight Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam.
That'd be cool.
But then, like, is that after all the people who have failed to beat him, is it really going to be Seth Rollins the one to beat Brock Lesnar?
Nah,
like,
Roman's fighting Lesnar at SummerSlam.
It's going to be Roman.
For sure.
I know. It's going to be
Roman.
And
you know what? I'm 100% invested. Not because I want to see it.
I know. You've made it very clear on social media that you're down for this.
I'm 100% down. I want to see beach balls. I just want to see. There's something about, maybe there's a little mini Vince McMahon in me. But I love to see the fans really not get what they want when it comes to Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and the Universal title. Because it's just a stupid title. It was Kevin Owens' title. It was. It laid the groundwork for one of the greatest Jericho runs of maybe even all time. Was that Universal title. They were friends.
And Goldberg. Goldberg took it for a bit.
Yeah, he took it from KO and... That part was crap, but as soon as KO lost it, it was garbage. It was a garbage title. So it was just great that two Canadians, and especially a guy from Montreal, made that championship so relevant. And then as soon as it was given to probably the biggest superstar, or WWE superstar, biggest draw, it just became garbage to all the fans. So that's kind of cool.
Well, we'll see if they can redeem themselves with that title eventually, but you do make a good point. Again, it hasn't really been too meaningful of a title. Balor won it, which was really cool. He got injured. KO ran with it for a while. And then since then, it really hasn't had much meaning.
I'd like to see Jericho get it before KO. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
to see.
You think Jericho's going to have another championship run?
Oh, Jericho's got runs in him. He's got runs in him for years. Oh, yeah.
You think so? He's been for years.
He's amazing, man.
Did you see him on social media? Somebody called him out for his tummy. I mean, people have for a while. But this time he was finally like, oh, yeah, tummy. And he showed his abs. And people were like, how long have you been sucking in for? Or, like, you know, like, or they did like gifts of like people holding their guts in and then letting them out. You know, like, come on, Jericho. Like, you are getting a bit chub. Do some cardio. But no denying, man, this guy's reinventing himself. For those of you who missed it, you are missing a shit ton. Dominion, man, was awesome. And we saw him win the Intercontinental title as well over there. So he's like New Japan Intercontinental Champion, WWE Intercontinental Champion. The match itself was really cool. The whole pay-per-view was amazing. So really cool to see him reinvent himself, have that title, and
look at you, right? Talking positive about some indie. Oh, indie.
Yeah, I did watch it this weekend. A bit of it. So it was pretty cool to watch. I watched also like that match with Kenny Omega and Okada where they did the 60-minute time draw.
And, oh, the okay, man, yeah.
It was a long last year's.
Yeah.
It was a long match. And I'm watching it. I'm like, man, this match is going on forever. And then at the end, they had the time limit drawn. I'm like, okay. But it was like, man, like false finish after false finish. But it wasn't like super cheesy false finishes.
No, they're good.
It was
like, you're like, it's over. Yeah, it's got to be over.
Well
and
done.
It's not.
It was well done.
I didn't catch it yet. I got absolutely spoiled. Stupid me went on the day after. Didn't even think twice. Went on first tweet. Oh, shit. Second tweet. Oh, fuck. And then I was like, I couldn't bring myself to watch it because Okada and Omega is so good when you don't know who's going to win. When you know who's going to win, you're kind of like, okay, is this it? No. Is this it? No. But I don't know if they did it in this match because I didn't watch it, but when Kenny would jump out of the ring and then over the barrier, it's just so awesome to see, man. It's just, it's a different style of wrestling. And it's a nice change of pace.
Definitely, and I think that's it. I think a lot of fans are like, you know, indie scene's really taking off, but I think the fact that WWE's struggling is helping the indie scene dramatically.
New Japan is next level. I was really enjoying ROH and thinking that ROH is my go-to out of WWE, but New Japan is just like a little step above. But I don't like how people are saying that he's a 10-time IC championship now. I don't like to put the IWGP Intercontinental in the same boat as WWE.
I wouldn't either. Okay. No, absolutely not.
Like, I'm cool with him saying, like, oh, you're disrespecting the Intercontinental title and I'm the greatest Intercontinental champion of all time. That's cool, but you're not a 10-time. I think that's got to be clear because The Miz is going to fucking break that record.
He will, and then I hope it leads to a match for, like, a WrestleMania between The Miz and Jericho.
Hells yeah, baby. 35, that'd be awesome.
It would be cool, man. And now with the talk of Michaels coming back, too, if he wrestles at 35 and we're actually there in New Jersey to check it out, it's going to be sweet. I'm going to be super excited to watch that.
So cool.
SoCal. So this week we saw Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler. Drew Ziggler. I mean, we can call them that. That's their, you know, they're together. Versus Breezango, who are jobbing yet again. Mm-hmm. And I really thought at the end of this is going to be Drew being like, you know what? Screw this. I don't need you. He kind of gave Ziggler a couple looks and... but it didn't happen. So I don't know.
So they're planting the seed.
I really hope they don't drag this on because right this week, Drew had an interview where he's like, oh, the reason why there's so much filler is because no one's really taking the ball and running with it. Mm. They're just going there and being complacent. You got to go out there and really make yourself stand out and be aggressive. And he is, man. He's got an aura about him when he's out there. He stands out. He's not just big and manly. He's also really aggressive. You know, he's got the look and he's just, awesome. But I really thought when he was looking at Ziggler, I was like, maybe he's going to, because of Ziggler costing them that tag team battle royale. So what happens now? So I just hope they don't drag this on too long. That's all I would say.
Well,
because now these guys don't even have a match at Money in the Bank.
That's what I was just about to ask you. They got nothing going at Money in the Bank. So you got to think this is going to be pushed to SummerSlam. And that's not that much of a drag.
No, that's not too bad. And they have some time to do some things, but I hope they do some things.
It's going
to
be tough, man, because like with the formula of Raw being like you get, you know, 4 to 6, maybe 8 minutes of quality time on screen per story per week. And that's if you're in the bigger stories. It's going to be hard to tell a story, man. It's just stupid.
Stupid. It's funny you say that because it's really unfortunate. You'd have Drew McIntyre in these epic matches in NXT that were like, you know, 11 to 20 minutes long. Yeah. And now he's fighting Breezango and beating them in like 2 minutes. And it's like, I get it. You know, he's a big guy. You want to bring him up. But like, I miss those, you know, Drew McIntyre matches.
I don't know. I feel like we're getting to the point where you've already built him up in NXT. And we're in a world that's so connected. Like, okay, maybe some of the kids that are at Raw that week don't know who he is from NXT. But fuck those kids, man.
Yeah, don't start them back at, like, reset, you know, level one, you know? And also, Drew McIntyre's been there before, man. People know who he is.
It's like a prestige. They hit main roster, and then they prestige, and then they start again at one.
Yeah,
but it's like, I don't know, man. Just, come on.
I know. And talking about the tag team division, too, it's like it's so confusing. So here we have the B team, which is like the hottest tag team now in the WWE, which is like, it's awesome, but also it's a joke. But here's the thing, right? They're going to challenge the tag team titles at Money in the Bank, I believe. And they beat Rhino and Heath Slater. You know, it's so, you know, discredit to Rhino and Heath Slater, but they needed a more convincing win this week. I feel. They needed to beat kind of a more, I guess, credible team.
Where? Then,
well, I know. I'm also trying to scratch my head and think like, okay, well, what team, you know? Yeah. But at the same time, I think they needed a bigger win. And they need a better finishing move. I don't like the neck drop, the back's body drop, or the suplex backdrop with the neck drop, neck breaker.
I don't even know what it is, dude.
He just lifts him up kind of in a back, like kind of like a back suplex. It's kind of like a reverse 3D.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, yeah, but it's not even exciting. It's just really, come on, guys. Yeah, you know, like something.
They're going to lose, right? You got to think they're going to lose. They should have made this a cooler match. They should have made this something to do with the Hardy Compound.
Yeah, they could have done the Hardy Compound. That could have been pretty cool.
Yeah, they could have ran with it. Now it's kind of like, you got to think the B team's going to lose. Are they going to become champions? Shit. Are they going to dethrone the deleter of worlds?
It would be a joke if they did. Like, I really don't think they should. If they're going to win, let them win in a bit. But, like, not so soon. I feel like they really haven't done enough with the deleter of worlds.
Agreed.
And, like, they come out and they win every week, but there's been real no skits, no segments, no nothing. Like, it's really underwhelming.
Underwhelming.
So I hope they kind of build this to be kind of more of a story. Maybe they kidnap Bo and make him, you know, evil or... who knows? I hope they kind of just make more out of it, because right now it's just, I don't really know what's going on.
And WWE's lacking that mysterious side to it. Bray Wyatt's, apart from his entrance, I mean, it's dead, you know? So,
yeah.
It is what it is. Aleister Black will change it.
Yeah, I do hope that as well, too, once he does make his main roster debut. Another thing that Bayley eats another loss this week, a big loss. And I know, like, you know, we don't care, it's just Bayley, but it's like, poor girl, man. Like, she's so left out of everything. She's not even in this Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah.
So it's like, they have all these women in. They have Ember Moon, they have Naomi, they have Lana in there, and no Bayley. Like, Bayley's got to be scratching her head and being like, what did I do wrong? Why my doghouse? Why not me? And why do you think it is? I don't know.
I think it's because she sucks. Like, she's great in the ring, but she just...
great with the kids, I guess.
Yeah, but she just doesn't have a believable character. She doesn't seem like she believes in her character. She's just kind of lost out there a little bit.
Well, she's been... yeah, she took another loss. Ruby Riott picked up another win. I'm all down with that. I really thought the backstage segment with the Riott Squad was nauseating, where they're walking around and, like, knocking things over and, like, drawing on things and cutting the tie, and then also, like, drawing on Bayley. It's just, it was super nauseating. The backstage segment specifically, I thought it was, like, high school.
They're the least badass group ever.
Yeah.
Other than
that's
their
it.
Name.
That's it.
Their name
that's
is it. Cool.
And the guy, like, I'm sorry, you cut my tie, I'm gonna hit you. Like, sorry, bitch, that's my tie. What the fuck are you doing?
Did they just cut, like, a random dude's tie or what?
Yeah. You didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
They're walking backstage and they're all like, oh, yeah. And they like flip things and they do that. And they're like knocking stuff down. And then they go over to a guy with a tie. And I don't know why she has scissors. She just does. And she cuts his tie. And then Sarah Logan like pounds on the wall like, yeah. Sarah Logan is so awkward.
Dude, like, she's banging crocodiles. What do you expect?
She's so weird.
She's super weird. But I did watch some of her crap from, I don't know where she was before. She was somewhere else. And I was like,
she was in the Mae Young Classic, and she was pretty decent.
Yeah, because I watched it, and I was like, who the hell is that? And I was like, it's Sarah Logan, dude. I went back. Yeah, it's crazy because I went back and watched like super old Botchamanias today at lunch. And if you go back, like I'm saying, like way back, I'm in like 230, and they're at like 376 or something now. And random promotions, and you're like, oh, that's so and so. Oh, that's so and so. Oh, that's Killian Dane. Oh, there's Ricochet, and you're just picking, like, WWE literally owns the world. It's crazy. They own everybody. It's a shame.
And now they own Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. She signed a contract
for a year, though.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I was reading. It's for a year. So I'm pretty sure, folks, don't get too comfortable. Because I know she's talking about wanting to have kids, too. And now it kind of ties together and makes sense now why they're pushing her in the title picture so quickly.
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised if they only have her for this year. She might come back, who knows, but now they're putting things on fast forward because they can't have her inevitably win the title at WrestleMania next year because she'll be out the door.
Damn.
But one thing I will say this week, Nia and Ronda had their segment in the ring, and Ronda actually did decent on her promo, especially when she stood up and screamed at her.
Yeah, what did she scream again? It was super lame.
Something about being ready.
Like, I was born ready.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, it's still kind of meh, but like for Ronda Rousey, it's the first time she turned it on in a promo.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was pretty decent. And then she tried to get the arm bar on. She got it on. And I was really confused because it was in an interview. She taps out and then they ring the bell.
I know. I was like, oh, dude, fire that guy. And then Ronda afterwards went right to the crowd and then stupid smile Ronda came back out. She's high-fiving everybody. She should have kept her badassery.
Yeah.
Like Ken Shamrock. That's a big thing said, you know?
Shamrock was saying, yeah. too. Yeah, he said it a bunch that night, too. He's like, man, they got to stop doing that. Let her be badass Ronda Rousey, man.
I think, you know, there's a lot of female MMA fighters that I think are going to cross over. And I think maybe Ronda's going to be like that. I'm not going to say like, she's such a big name, but she might be a sacrificial lamb. Like, in the sense that she'll be like that drawbridge that they cross over.
Like the ambassador?
Yeah, a bit of the ambassador. And I could see, like, I could see a lot of other female MMA fighters coming over and doing a better job by being more badass. Like, Shayna Baszler is already doing it.
Hey, do you know what, though? Actually, on that note, I've been watching NXT now a lot more. She's really improving quickly.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, there's no denying.
Like, her mic skills are a bit cheesy sometimes, but compared to, like, when she did the Mae Young Classic, her wrestling's a lot better. Her mic skills are a lot better. Like, she's not doing too bad, man.
Yeah, well, she's a champion, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Well, they got to see something in her, and I'm sure Triple H is a big fan, so.
Yeah, cool. Could be good to see. I guess we might see the Four Horsemen, too, because they signed the other two girls as well.
Yeah, you got to think Survivor Series, right?
Four Horsewomen, sorry. But yeah, that's going to be cool. And hopefully everybody will learn their craft and it won't be painful. Not as painful, folks, as the segment on Raw.
Smooth.
So the obstacle course, folks. Oh my God. Was this something to cringe at?
It wasn't as bad as some of the other stuff they did.
First of all, he didn't roll the tire down the whole ramp.
He was only supposed to do it twice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it said.
And you know what? Good fucking Bobby actually killed that obstacle course.
Of course he did. I mean, what do you think was going to happen?
The guy's like almost 300 pounds.
I thought it was super cheesy, super lame. It's inevitable. I've been saying this for weeks. All this is to make Bobby look good, and Zayn will be Bobby fodder come Money in the Bank. It's not even going to be a long match, probably. But I thought it would have been really cool if, like, you know, Bobby Lashley did his tour around the whole entire obstacle course, and then maybe Sami Zayn, like, attacks him, but then Bobby just unleashes on Zayn, and then he beats Zayn through the whole obstacle course.
Like, through each one of those walls, and...
So, like, he basically, like, you know, maybe throws a tire on top of him or puts him in the tire and rolls it down the ramp.
That'd have been awesome.
Then he tries to run underneath the ropes and he drags him, like, underneath the ropes. And then he starts climbing up those walls. And then maybe on top of the monkey bars to stay away. And then at the end, he tries climbing up the rope to escape. And then maybe takes the bell from the top and smacks Bobby in the head with it or something. Like, it could have been a lot funner that way, you know? This was...
WWE sucks, bro. Edna's story.
Yeah, this was terrible. Like, honestly. I think for me, if I'm going to say a contender, if we do our end of year, when we do our end of year, you know, best and worst of, yeah. I think this is my worst feud so far.
Oh, feud. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Feud. Yeah. Horrible. I don't think that was the worst segment. There's been way worse just in this feud. It almost redeemed himself the week before, though, when he said, like, were you even in the army? And it was like on Veterans Day. So it was kind of good. And I got to give it to Sammy. If it was anybody else in this position, it would be 10 times worse. He's doing the best he can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's doing the best he can. But for me, it's been painful.
Bobby Lashley sucks, man.
He does.
He's a boring dude.
Doesn't do it for me.
Anyways, it is what it is.
It's not as exciting, but one thing that is exciting is Kevin Owens eating a ladder. So we had the main event match.
Oh, yeah, that looked
Strowman,
painful.
KO, Balor, Rude. We didn't know what was going to go on. Man, KO. I find that guy will take a bump. He will take a good bump.
Dude, that freaking 5-star, I'll give it to Brian. They almost fell off the stage, too, after it. Through the table, off the ladder. The frog splash.
What? I'm talking about when he did the running power slam to KO on the ladder.
Yeah, but earlier in that same match.
Yeah, okay.
It was badass.
Yeah, for sure, man. But it's like it's funny because like it looked like he was gonna do the power slam to KO he did on the ladder, but it looked like he was like, oh, I don't want to hurt him, so I'll kind of. And then he was worse.
Yeah, lower
like,
back.
His lower back like half landed on it. And it's like, man, you should have just did it straight
out.
Shawn
Michaels
like,
back. That's what he did.
Yeah. So it was pretty entertaining. Strowman picked up the win. But again, him picking up the win just makes me feel like he's not going to be picking up the win this Sunday.
No way. Dude, honestly, we'll talk about it. Predictions are coming up.
They are coming up. Do you know in the dark match, they had Strowman, KO, Balor, and Rude. In this match, KO goes into the ladder. And you know what the dark match or the dark segment was? Roman Reigns comes out and spears KO. Like, how does it even make sense? I guess it's just for the crowd, right? To see Roman Reigns?
Yeah, I like how they're keeping him off TV. So, two thumbs up for that.
Well, we got Jinder Mahal versus Roman Reigns a week before we got Jinder Mahal versus Roman Reigns.
That happened on Raw?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it did. Well, it didn't exactly happen, but they had the match scheduled. And
What happened?
But I guess, like...
Why didn't it happen?
Chaos.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll end up seeing what happens this Sunday. And I guess that's kind of like when you see a match going into it the week before, you know, that's not going to end cleanly or, you know. But at the same time, I don't know. That's the match for me. It's like, you know what's going to happen. I mean, we'll get to our predictions. But I think that's going to be the easiest one on the card to call.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to do some bold shit tonight.
I looked at the card for Money in the Bank. Some of it's a lot. It's pretty tricky to call, man. It's probably the hardest one to call this year, I would say, down the whole entire card.
Do you want to get into it right now, or you got anything else?
We'll get into it in a moment. I would say SmackDown on paper looked really good. A lot of people had a lot of good things to say about it. They preferred it over Raw. A lot of action in the 2 hours. So you had a lot of dream matches in this one. I think that was the big highlight of it. J-Bomb's rolling his eyes because he's like, it's not dream matches for me.
No.
But for a lot of people, Daniel Bryan versus Shelton Benjamin, I was excited for this because I am a Shelton Benjamin fan. They're definitely underutilizing him, but they're still trying to put him in these good matches. But the match itself was eh. And to be honest with you,
the ending was good.
A lot of Daniel Bryan's matches so far since he's been back for me have been eh.
It's WWE. So, when was the last match you really enjoyed? Like, legit, anybody.
I just told you about the Fatal 4-Way, Alexa Bliss, and Natty, Ember, and Sasha.
Okay, one-on-one.
That was a great match.
One-on-one. Memorable match. Last memorable match.
Seth Rollins has had many great matches for the IC title.
Yeah, I guess against The Miz was okay. But, I mean, it's like, seriously, one a pay-per-view. So, I get it. That's why I roll my eyes at dream matches.
When they give them the chance and they give them the time, and I think they can put on some great matches. But again, obviously time comes into play here. This 2-hour show, you're leading into the big cast feud as well too. So Benjamin doesn't have a big role to play. So it wasn't too great. And then we have Samoa Joe versus Rusev. Super stoked to see Rusev pick up a win over Joe. That was great for him. Really, really, really big. But makes me a little bit sad because it makes me feel like Rusev will not win.
No, he will not. No, he will not.
And then we got another awesome matchup, Jeff Hardy versus Nakamura. That ended in disqualification, and I'm okay with that because I didn't want to see Nakamura beat Jeff Hardy. I understand that he probably would have needed to if one person has to go over. But the fact that Jeff Hardy hit the Swanton and then he was too hurt to pin him, I was like, oh, well, Nakamura's going to win. But then he did his low blow, and I'm like, ah, cool. And that's an okay finish. I was okay with that ending. That's fine by me. Hmm. So you have these three really, really good matchups. They also threw in the interview with AJ Styles was so short.
Oh, my God.
Didn't really leave anything.
Oh, that was like, I love this build. Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's got an old school vibe to it. I think we're going to see the payoff in Money in the Bank. But I know they can't all be home runs, but that one was really just unnecessary.
I was waiting for Nakamura to come out
or
something.
Me too.
I was like, why is Jerry Lawler interviewing them to begin with? He's going to get hit or he's going to get hurt or something's going to happen and nothing. And I feel like AJ Styles has been very missing on SmackDown. Even when we were in Montreal, he didn't wrestle. He came out, did an interview. Then they did a contract signing.
Yeah.
Like, he's been in these backstage segments. He must be injured or nursing something, which, I mean, I get it. You know, the guy's got to rest a little bit if that's the case. But, you know, it's disappointing when you don't have the Universal Champion on one show and then the other one, you don't have the WWE Champion, you know, pretty much at all for the past month or so, prominently, I would say. But, yeah, so for me, that was a bit of a wah, wah, wah.
I don't know. I don't really like seeing the champion fight non-championship matches on SmackDown. I like that the challenger does most of it. I don't like when they come and do commentary. I get that. But I was okay with the contract signing. I was okay with a few of the other segments we've seen with AJ Styles. But this week, it would just seem like, really, that was it? Like, you didn't say anything. You just said, like, the same shit over. And then your music hit, like, at an awkward time. And then the camera zoomed in on him, and he had his back to, like, the gorilla position. So I was like, he's going to hit him now. Oh, okay, he's going to hit him now. And then it just never came.
Yeah,
it was, like, weird.
It was confusing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, look. That covers our Raw and our SmackDown roundup. Now it's time to get into the fun part.
Ooh. So we're going to nail some predictions out. It's going to be pretty exciting. Money in the Bank this Sunday. Big card. Was it 5 hours?
I don't know.
It's a million
four,
hours.
Four, five, six, seven, 8 hours now. But the main thing is, Talkin' Mania is going to be there with you folks. We're going to be in the house. I'm going to be at J-Bomb's Casa.
Yeah, mi casa.
We're going to be having some brewskis. We're going to be on Periscope. We might have some guests as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be an exciting time. And we'll be live tweeting. We'll be Periscoping with you guys. So make sure to tune in.
Festivities start when we're cracking beers, Dez.
I have a beer in my hand right now.
Yeah, we're already drinking for it.
So I will die of alcohol poisoning by Sunday, and I won't make it. So you're covering the show for me.
Yes, I am.
All right. So let's get into it, folks. I feel like an alcoholic. I'm not, folks. I just enjoy a nice beer when I podcast with my buddy. So.
And we're always podcasting. All right.
Yeah, I guess. We're not alcoholics, we're pod-aholics.
Pod-aholics? Ooh.
Pod-aholics.
Pod-aholics.
All right, let's get into it, folks. Why not start with the match that was thrown onto the pre-card? So we had the Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan. Don't say their first names because you're not allowed.
Sometimes you're allowed.
It's funny because you have Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan versus Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. Why not just call them Gallows and Anderson now? No Luke and no Carl, but
I don't know.
I guess they're not there yet. They'll be the next to lose their first names.
Yeah.
All right. So, pre-card, tag team title match, Gallows Anderson versus the Bludgeon Brothers. Who you got?
Who gives a fuck? Bludgeon Brothers retaining 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bludgeon Brothers will definitely retain in this matchup. There hasn't been enough of a build-up, and to me, tag team division's dead, so.
Dead. No. Dead.
Bludgeon Brothers. Dead like the Bludgeon Brothers, right?
That's right.
It's funny, you have the Bludgeon Brothers doing their shit, but then meanwhile you have Luke Harper playing up, up, down, down video games on the channel, and he's totally out of character. I like it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of kayfabe.
He's tweeting real stuff now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and you know what that means.
Where's Dango?
Like that was pretty good. And you know what that means. Clever, 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 clever.
Yeah.
All right. I got to ask you.
Let's start from the shit up. Let's go from the shits up. Should we do that?
Let's go from the, I did go from the shits up.
Yeah, but I'm saying now that it's main card, we got to start from the shits up.
Sure, no problem. Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn. Yeah. I think like there should be some kind of stipulation in this match.
Should it be hair versus match. Hair, bro?
Well,
hair versus eyebrows? Oh, I can't do that either.
Dude, he's lost his eyebrows, you know? Like, he can't lose that much more. Mm.
Do we see the sisters? That's the question. Do we see the sisters?
No, it's going to just be a straightforward match, man. He's going to destroy Sami Zayn. I've been listening to our podcast for the past few weeks. Yeah. I have not changed my mind. It's the same thing. This is Bobby Lashley's match to make him look good. Sami Zayn is just fodder. I hope this feud ends after this match. By
I hate
God,
that word,
please.
Man. I hate that word. Fodder. I hate it.
Because I've been saying it. Yeah, so
like,
often.
Luke, I am your
but
fodder.
That's what
that's
it's
all
become.
I can think of.
And I honestly think they'll have this matchup, and then in the end, they'll go to Extreme Rules, and they'll have an Extreme Rules match, and that may be where the feud ends. But I really hope it ends this night. And 100%, 100 million percent, unless it's some disqualification, some dirty shit, Bobby Lashley's going to win this match.
Yeah, okay. I'll take Bobby, too. Fuck it. Bobby Lashley.
Bobby. All right, so I'm sorry, folks. Some of you might be like, oh, he's not shit. And I'm not saying he's shit, but this match is shit. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass.
Yeah, I haven't hated it. I don't like the premise and the reason behind the feud, but Daniel Bryan's involved in it, so it's pretty good. We've seen a bit of an emergence of Big Cass, you know, breaking out of his shell, if you will. So I don't hate everything about it, but it's definitely at the bottom of the list. And good to go with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, you really think so? You think like he's beaten Cass before? You don't think they're going to give Cass some credibility and give him a win or maybe a disqualification going to Extreme Rules?
I don't know, man. You got to think this has something to do with Bryan's. It was like Sasha Banks. He hasn't signed his contract yet. So they're keeping him just under the top of the card. I think they're going to keep him at the top of the mid card, so he's going to win all of these bigger matches. He could take some losses on SmackDown. Like he lost to Samoa Joe, so they're crunching him right between guys like Big Cass and Samoa Joe, and he's going to stay there until he resigns. So I think he's going to win. I don't know what's going to come out of it after, but I can't see Big Cass pulling it off. Maybe a disqualification, but no. If it's clean, it's DB.
It's interesting because Big Cass is all he really got this week was a backstage promo, right?
He got a lot of time on camera, though.
He did, but to me, it's like, well, you know, if this guy's going to win, you think he should be out there, you know, doing more. You know, he could have came out during the matchup this week on SmackDown. He could have been more involved, but he was just there on a backstage segment. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, I know that they're going to be rumored to be feuding or advertised to be feuding up until Extreme Rules. So, to me, it's like, well, the score is not settled. So does Daniel Bryan win? Big Cass gives him a beatdown. Does Big Cass get disqualified? And then they go to an extreme match. I just can't see Big Cass taking another loss. I feel like it would be pointless to have him lose again. So I really see this being like a DQ or something where he beats down Daniel Bryan to a point where like they have to stop it or whatever. But I'll play devil's advocate here and I'll go with Big Cass.
Cool. Big Cass. You're going to be wrong.
I hope I am. By God, I hope I am.
Can I pick what I think is the next shittiest one on the card?
Sure.
For my excitement level, let's go with Carmella versus Asuka. Sorry, bro.
Really?
Yeah,
man. I would have picked Reign. I would pick Reigns and Mahal.
No, there's something about Reigns matches that got my attention. That was my next one after that anyways.
All right, Carmella, Asuka.
Yeah. Bro, what's your thoughts?
I think Carmella's going to hold on to the title. I don't think Asuka's going to get it, which is a shame. You know, she goes with this big streak. She wins a Royal Rumble, doesn't beat Charlotte, and then like is against Carmella, and then she's going to lose against Carmella.
Yeah.
And the more and more I hear about James Ellsworth coming back, the more it makes me cringe that possibly Asuka's going to eat an L, and it's going to be Carmella probably. I don't know how. I'm okay with Carmella winning this matchup, but it needs to be by DQ or count out or something. The fact that she tapped out on SmackDown this week further makes me believe that it's not going to happen. So it's going to be Carmella. And depending on the outcome, folks.
So just Carmella retains.
I apologize. I apologize beforehand for my rage.
So Carmella retains. We don't know how it's going to happen.
With James, if James Ellsworth is involved, I do not see any other outcome than Carmella pinning Asuka, unless he just runs it and DQs it or something. But yeah, Carmella's going to keep the title, unfortunately.
You got it? Okay. Is there a chance of a cash-in?
Absolutely.
Because I got to think the women are going to go on first. They're going to open the show.
I think the cash-in is going to be involved with the...
Nia Ronda?
Yeah. Mm. Yes, I do.
Okay, so Carmella retains. Let's both agree on it. Let's move on.
Okay.
So
Roman Reigns, Jinder Mahal. Yeah.
What I want, obviously, is a Jinder Mahal win. Jinder's slowly becoming, I don't know, a guy that I like because other people don't like him, I guess. Better. I don't like him because he's awesome or anything like that. But, yeah, Roman Reigns is a good one.
He's definitely getting better. I'll give that to you. Yeah. You know, with the feud he's had with Roman Reigns, he's doing a little bit more freestyle, a little bit more free on the mic out of the usual scripts that he would be following. So the match itself will be so. Again, it's going to be a typical match with Roman Reigns in it. He's not going to lose against Jinder Mahal. I would love to see Jinder win. Maybe Jinder's going to cause a disqualification. Maybe the other Singh brother is going to come back. Who knows? We haven't seen him in ages, and he should be good to come back any day now. So, regardless, I mean...
Straightforward poo-poo match. Roman's going to win it.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Roman's going to win it.
He's going to win this match.
I don't know. And he's still not going to be over, man. He's still not going to be over. I still can't get over. Oh, well, it is what it is. Let's move it on. Let's keep the ball rolling. That's going to bring us to... I'm going to put Seth Rollins and Elias next.
Cool. Seth Rollins, Elias. Yeah. So this match could be interesting. You know, Seth Rollins has got a lot of fan base behind him. People love him. They're like, why is this not the guy? Why can't the WWE open their eyes? It seems like they have started to open their eyes and really see the stock and value in Rollins. It's only a matter of time till, you know, he's going to be in the title picture again. When is that going to be? You know, now with Brock Lesnar surpassing CM Punk's record, now it's safe to take the title off him. I believe it will be Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. And maybe that lines up Seth Rollins to have a feud with Roman Reigns. You know, they've been having these good guy versus good guy matches. It could be a great, you know, feud to have those two going at it and a respect match. You know, Elias, they've been really high on him. Is this going to be the time to give him the title and have him run with it? Let Seth Rollins go on to do other things. So it's interesting. They could very well make Elias win this match and have the IC title, and it puts Seth Rollins into another picture where he goes on to challenge for the title. However, I'm going to go with Seth Rollins here because I think they're going to put on an awesome match. I think it'll be a really good match, I think mainly because of Seth Rollins. But yeah, I'll see him retaining the IC title.
It's not an easy one to call.
It isn't.
You nailed it. If the move is to bring Seth to the top of the card, where he, you know, where he belongs, then Elias wouldn't be the worst guy to dethrone him to kind of carry the IC. But I just don't see Seth being the guy to dethrone Lesnar. So I'm gonna agree with you and say Seth retains.
There hasn't been enough of a build between the two of them either. There was a DDT on the chair, then a crush guitar. Like, I don't believe they hate each other. Like, I don't know. I think that Rollins is going to keep the title.
Yeah, I think the build's been okay. I don't like the feud, but I think the time that they've given it has been okay. But I agree. I don't see it changing hands. That's just because I don't see where Elias is going to go with it. You know? Who's next in line for Elias? Who's going
to walk? Hope it's not back to Bobby Roode.
Oh God, I don't. Don't fucking talk about.
I'm glad.
Didn't
that's
we say
gone
we're not talking about Bobby Roode on this podcast anymore?
Oh, we did it. Was it? Yeah, you're right. We did. Roode? We banned him. We banned
somebody. Was it Bobby Roode? I don't remember.
Let's just say it's Bobby Roode.
Fuck it. Okay. Yeah, Bobby Roode, you're banned.
You're banned. All right, Nia Jax, Ronda Rousey. So people, some people are saying this will be the main event of the pay-per-view. So we will see, but it's going to be a match many are looking forward to where Nia Jax is defending her championship. I was going to say bully championship, but I didn't want to, you know, label her the B word against Ronda Rousey. So, J-Bomb, what do you think?
This match can go so many different ways.
I know.
The cash-in could be a part of it. I'm still not convinced Alexa Bliss isn't going to have something to do with this, even if she doesn't win Money in the Bank. I feel like she's going to have something to do with it. Natty can have something to do with it. Stephanie could have something to do with it. Like, I could see Stephanie coming out and costing Ronda the match, and then it's a real program from Ronda and Stephanie to SummerSlam. That would be amazing.
To see Stephanie come out and cost the match, yeah. It would really, really, really bring heat on Stephanie. And really, because they're talking about the whole, like, oh, you know, Mrs. McMahon and, like, you know, Ronda Rousey. And it's like, well, what happened? She broke her arm, and now she's just tweeting good things about her on social media.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's
like, what happened?
She could be playing that role where she's like, oh, I put bygones behind us, and then she screws her.
Yeah,
but they haven't really focused on that much, so maybe that's not going to be the thing. It would have been cooler if we hadn't seen Steph since WrestleMania, and then she came out at Money in the Bank and screwed Ronda. But there's just so many things. Or, hey, you know what? Ronda could just win. Like we mentioned earlier, she's got a one-year contract. She wants to have kids. This might be a shorter run than we were expecting. And they're going to have her run all the way to WrestleMania with it. Who knows? The only outcome I don't see is a clean Nia Jax win. I don't see it.
No, you won't see a clean Nia Jax win. Maybe disqualification or something like that. But Alexa Bliss would be interesting to have her involved. But the fact they haven't had Alexa and Nia really... interact with each other the past week or so, making you think that that's kind of done. They would have made them had some kind of shot or whatever here or there from Alexa. They didn't have that. So I feel like this match is just going to be a straightforward match. I think Ronda's just going to own Nia to a certain degree. But I do feel like they're going to see the cash in. And it'll tie in with, I guess, who I believe is going to win the Money in the Bank match. So I could very well see Ronda Rousey winning this match. She's celebrating. Oh, yeah, I know what it is right now. It just came to me, folks. Uh-oh. Okay. So my female Money in the Bank match.
We're going to skip. Let's merge those two.
Okay. Right. So the female Money in the Bank ladder match. We have Ember Moon, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Lana, Naomi, Sasha Banks. So much they could do with this match. It's going to be amazing. I love it. Ember Moon, she can come in and have that, you know, that briefcase. It's a little too early for her. I don't feel like
way
it's going
too
to
early.
Happen.
Yeah, doesn't need it.
Charlotte Flair does not need it. Alexa Bliss, too long in the title picture, but would be awesome. I'd be down for Alexa Bliss to win this match and cash in and take that title back. It's not going to happen. She's had her time in the sun. Becky Lynch, she's actually maybe the one who I would probably want to win the most. Just because I like Becky Lynch.
She's a shit.
Dude, she cut a great promo on SmackDown. She did very good. Yeah. Her Australian accent was great.
So good.
She works hard. She's great. I love Becky Lynch. I would love to see her win it. She doesn't need it, but I would love to see her win it.
Yeah.
Lana, it would be entertaining as fuck. It'd be hilarious. Sorry for my language, folks, but that's how entertaining it would be. No one would believe Lana would be the champion. This is a way to make it happen. For her to hold on to it. But it would be a copy-paste of Carmella to some degree.
Yeah.
Naomi, not as exciting, doesn't need it.
No.
Sasha Banks, doesn't need it. So, to me, what name did I leave out, folks? Natty, Natalya Hart. I think Natty's going to win this match. I think she's going to come out and celebrate with Ronda Rousey after she wins a championship. She will hit Ronda Rousey with that briefcase, beat her down, cash in, take the title off of Ronda Rousey, and have a feud with Ronda Rousey. That way, it plays into their whole relationship. She's kind of showed frustration here or there, or people are waiting for the turn. They're two good people that could work together. She can kind of carry Ronda in some matches. And it'll actually let Ronda be a two-time champion once she finally does beat Natty. So, that is my pick. I believe Natalya Hart will win this match.
It's not a bad pick. It's not a bad fantasy booking whatsoever. I got to think, going back to Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey, that, like, you mentioned they might have hinted at Bliss and Jax if that was going to happen. I got to think that anything surrounding Ronda Rousey has to be 100% legit, out of the regular recipe that WWE would do. So I would think that it's going to be a surprise regardless. If Alexa does it, if it's Natty or if it's Steph, it's going to come out of nowhere. I just can't see it being Natty because I don't think Natty is a big enough sell for Ronda at SummerSlam. I really don't see it. Like, it is for us. Like, I think it is for wrestling fans. But I don't think, because, I mean, SummerSlam is the WrestleMania of the summer. And it's very mainstream and it focuses to the casual. It's focused for the casuals. So I got to think a bigger name is in there. But the only other big name in there really is Charlotte Flair. You know, the lineage of Flair versus the lineage of Rousey. But
that's going to be WrestleMania. Yeah. That'll be WrestleMania.
You're right. That could be WrestleMania. And I don't know. I got to think, like, my gut's saying Ronda's going to get screwed by Steph. It's not going to be a cash-in. And Becky Lynch is going to win Money in the Bank. And it's going to start a program between her and Charlotte. And I think we're going to see either Charlotte go back heel or some sort of jealousy.
Oh, and I've missed that.
What's that?
I've missed her as a heel.
Oh, she's so good as a heel.
She's too nice now. I don't know.
I just find the SmackDown Women's Division is on fire. I hope they get the briefcase. It's going to add some fun to it. And I like the way that they circled around Asuka. So, like, I don't know. Was there a big moment like that on Raw for the women?
It's to throw you off.
I don't know. Anyways.
It's the same thing. When something happens, you don't believe it. Asuka wins. Oh, she's not going to be Carmella, you know? Like, just... And I'm going to tie in now into the men's Money in the Bank.
Okay, so hold on. Officially, so I'm going with Becky Lynch. So.
Okay, right. And I'm going to go with Natalya.
And I'm going with... Oh, what does that mean? We didn't really pick a winner for Nia Jax and Ronda, then. Are we both saying Ronda wins?
Ronda. Oh, Ronda Rousey is going to win this match.
Okay, so Ronda's going to... Yeah, and is she going to become the champion?
Yeah. And she's going to lose the title.
Okay, no, but she's going to take the championship from Nia.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. I'm in agreement. We'll leave it at that. Okay, go to the men. Go, Karen.
Okay, so you picked Becky Lynch. I got Natalya. Let's move on to the men. Braun Strowman versus Finn Balor versus The Miz versus Rusev versus the man who was not...
He's banned.
He's banned. So we'll just leave it at that. Versus Kevin Owens versus Samoa Joe versus a member of the New Day.
New Day?
Who we don't know who it is.
Yes.
So you can look at this lots of different ways. There's lots of question marks. Braun Strowman can have the Money in the Bank briefcase. Doesn't need it. Finn Balor, he could need it, but I don't necessarily think he does. The Miz could be awesome. A two-time Money in the Bank winner hasn't been done yet. But seeing him go up and reach the briefcase on SmackDown, it's not going to be him. Just the fact they showed that. Rusev, he's the one who I would be the most happy with winning this match. I would be ecstatic.
Agreed.
I think the fans would love it. But the fact that he beats Samoa Joe...
And you know he'd make that briefcase a Bulgarian flag, right?
Yeah, he would do so many wonderful things. But the fact that he beat Joe this week was pretty good for him, but just goes to show me that I don't think he's going to win. And Kevin Owens, again, it would be great to see him win it. He could very well win it and be a good heel with the briefcase, but I don't think he needs it. And the New Day, I don't think they're going to win this match either. But it would be cool. I wouldn't mind seeing Kofi win it. It'd be great. Have him cash in, be a champion before he retires. But it's not going to happen. So, I left out somebody again.
Oh, really?
It wasn't he who cannot be named. But I honestly believe that it's probably going to be Samoa Joe who wins this match.
Ugh, yuck. Oh, I don't see it, though. I don't get it. I mean, I don't know. That's just me. He's at the bottom of my list.
Oh, he was vicious. He tapped out Brian last... Or he didn't tap him out. He TKO'd him. And he took a loss this week. So he looked weak going into the pay-per-view. I feel WWE's recipe is to throw people off, make him look weak. It's going to be Joe. And he's going to cash in relatively soon. He will. And I wouldn't even be surprised if he cashes in and takes the title from AJ Styles after the Nakamura match. After their whatever happens, and we haven't talked
it's cash ins all night. Oh, we didn't.
Oh, yeah, they both might cash in.
Oh,
that
shit,
night. We don't
we
know.
Haven't done the Nakamura match. Okay, cool. I'm looking at the list right now. I think we can completely agree that it's not going to be somebody in the New Day. I think that's going to be its own story. That's why they're in there for a reason, as a tag team, as a mini faction, as a free bird, whatever you want to call it. They're there for a reason, and it's not to win. Unfortunately, there's only two people that I could see here. And as much as I would want Kevin Owens to win and how cool it would be for Kevin Owens to win, I think he could do wonders with that. I got to say, it's going to be The Miz or it's going to be the fucking dude we don't talk about. And the reason why is because...
No way,
yes. Okay,
man.
Now hear me out here, okay? The guy that we don't mention because he's banned. The reason for him is that he is probably the only guy in there that could really use it, the push. Really, to get himself into there. He needs it more than anybody else. So, looking back at the history of Money in the Bank, it's usually a push for somebody like that. So that's why I went with Becky Lynch. That's why part of me thinks Bobby Roode. But then I go, hey, The Miz can win this. They can let the Nakamura and AJ Styles thing play out. Let's say it goes all the way to SummerSlam, whatever, who cares. He cashes in on whoever is the victor of that eventually, and then that's going to set up The Miz versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 35. That's why I put The Miz in there, because that's where it's going to give negotiation or I'm having a hard time getting this out. It's going to give leverage to the WWE to be telling Daniel Bryan that that's the program they're going with. And that's going to be a big thing. He re-signs like October 1st or something like that. Or his contract expires October 1st. So it's right after Survivor Series. And when's Royal Rumble? January?
January.
So it's like it's leading up there. Maybe he wins the Rumble and he's going to face The Miz. And it's just perfect. Or he wins the Royal Rumble and The Miz isn't the champion yet, and then The Miz cashes in and he becomes the champion, then everybody knows that it's freaking Daniel Bryan versus The Miz at WrestleMania. I gotta think that it ties into that, so I'm going with The Miz.
I think it'd be fantastic. It'd be great. The only thing is, I'm going back to the fact that The Miz climbed the ladder and took the briefcase at the end of SmackDown.
Maybe they're throwing us up.
Money in the Bank pay-per-view. I can't imagine they'd just be like,
Samoa Joe also did it, by the way.
He did, yeah, but he got laid out, you know, this week, and he lost. And I don't know. I don't feel like Samoa Joe needs it, but Samoa Joe has told AJ Styles, "I'm coming for you, and I'm coming sooner than you think, and I'll be there." And like, so kind of like he said that weeks and weeks ago. So I'm like, back in my mind, I'm like, I could see Samoa Joe doing.
But
this.
I can see that being its own program. That's why. But
it could be. I mean, let's say AJ Styles does win this Sunday, he could easily just go on to a feud with Samoa Joe, right?
Yeah.
So,
okay,
but,
let's take a second though and say how bad would it be if it's the motherfucker who's banned?
I had no words to say.
Do you see how it could be plausible?
It's not plausible.
Watch it be him. You heard it here first, folks.
It won't happen. So there you have it, folks. My man over here, J-Bomb, has Mr. Mike the Miz, and I got Samoa Joe.
Yeah, who dressed up as a skunk this week.
Oh, he's cut his hair, yeah.
It's like the week of the haircuts? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
All right, AJ Styles, Shinsuke.
Well, because I don't have an answer, why don't you go ahead
I threw it out on Twitter, and it seems that the most people think it's going to be Shin.
He's finally going to pull it out and get it done this time?
This is going to be a big one, and, you know, you got to, like, looking back at all the segments that we've seen, that smack during the contract signing, that was like something that you would see in New Japan. Like, he fucking hit him. Like, he hit him hard.
Yeah, he was red.
Yeah, he hit him hard, and he hit him like multiple times, which was cool. And I think we're going to see a stiffer match. I think this is the payout. I think this is going to be the big one. Like, this is going to be the match we were all expecting the first time at WrestleMania, and then we're going to get AJ Styles Shinsuke 2 at SummerSlam. This is going to be one. SummerSlam's going to be
like,
two. Yeah, but forget about that. I mean, like, good one's going to be Money in the Bank. The second good one's going to be at SummerSlam. So I'm giving it to AJ Styles, and I'm going to give it to Shinsuke at SummerSlam. That's just the way I see
it. You don't think it's going to be like a double knockout with the kicks? Like, it could just be the exact same as last month, and it could be like a double 10 count again.
I think they've already talked about that, and that can't happen.
Why?
Because I don't think the ref counts if they're both down. I think I remember them mentioning that.
What are you talking about? I remember the match between Shawn Michaels and Triple H, like when they were in the Last Man Standing.
Yeah, but you could throw that logic out the window because I'm almost positive I heard them mention that. I'm almost positive because somebody said there. Oh, no.
Changes
Paige,
everything in terms
Paige
of my predictions.
Said there's going to be a guaranteed winner and there will not be a double count. She did say something along those lines. She said guaranteed winner and something along the lines of no double cock shots.
Okay, so I'm going to go out and say, like, the fact you're saying this factually, if that is for sure the case, that they cannot be doing a double count out. Otherwise, I wouldn't put it past
Don't put that pressure on me, Des.
It's like, you know, otherwise I could see them doing another double 10 count, doing an exact same repeat. It's going to happen, folks. Oh. They're going to do the double low blow. And you know what? AJ Styles probably will have the cup on this time. A part of me thinks, man, Shinsuke's had so many title shots against Jinder Mahal, against AJ Styles. Poor guy, man. He just can't win that title.
Poor guy. Fuck it, man. He's came over. He's booked in all these championship matches. Good for him.
Well, what happens after AJ Styles wins? Nakamura moves on. Is he going to win the title? What's going to happen? Will there be a cash-in? Who knows? Imagine Nakamura finally wins and there's a cash-in and he loses the title immediately.
I don't know. Maybe Nakamura wins and then AJ fights him again at SummerSlam and then it's back to AJ. I don't know. You're changing my mind as we're talking.
So you're going with AJ Styles?
My gut says AJ's going to retain.
Okay, cool. Fair enough. AJ Styles is the man I want to win this match. I'm a big AJ fan. But just like I did the Daniel Bryan Big Cass match, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to say Shinsuke Nakamura is going to win the WWE Championship at Money in the Bank.
Sweet. Sweet deal. Does that wrap it up?
That does wrap it up, folks. So to recap, we have Daniel Bryan Big Cass.
We're split.
Jay Bombs got Daniel Bryan. I got Mr. Big Cass. Seth Rollins, Elias.
Both got Seth.
Both got Seth Rollins. Bobby Lashley, Sami Zayn. We both got Mr. Bobby Lashley. Bludgeon Brothers versus Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson. Cut. We had the Bludgeon Brothers. It's a no-brainer there.
Hello.
Roman Reigns, Jinder Mahal. Well, it's going to be Roman Reigns, folks. Yeah. Carmella, Asuka. We both got Carmella. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Nia Jax, Ronda Rousey. We both got Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
And we have the Money in the Bank ladder match. So this is where we differ. I got Natalya. You got Becky Lynch.
That's right.
The men's match. I got Samoa Joe. You got The Miz.
That's right.
And in our WWE title match, you got AJ Styles and I got the Nakamura.
Drink, bitch.
Fucking right, man.
And I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be a special day.
Oh.
Because Nakamura is going to win. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be
Nakamura Day.
You heard it here first. That wraps up our pay-per-view predictions and our weekly Talkamania podcast. Thank you guys for joining.
Follow us on Twitter at _Talkamania, Instagram, Facebook, even though we don't post on it, but we do have accounts. Podbean, iTunes, ProWrestlingTees.com /backslash Talkamania. Buy some merch. It's summer. We have our Miami vibe design out there. I'm heading to Florida in like 2 weeks. I'm going to be wearing mine. I'm going to be posting pics. I got the dad bod and a half. And the shirt still looks great on me. So fuck it. Enjoy Money in the Bank Sunday. We'll be with you. We'll be periscoping probably before, probably during, and probably after. It'll be drunk. It'll be fun. And wait till you see who we have in store for you. We have special guests coming. Guaranteed. They're calling me right now. On the text message machine. They've confirmed. We'll see you Sunday. For J-Bomb, I'm out. Dez, say bye.
Happy Rusev Day.
Suckers walk!